Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word in the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. Well, a few weeks ago, I put another candle on my birthday cake. Why does it seem the years go so quickly the older we get? And why is it that the older we get, the better we get to know all the aches and pains in our body? Even though I try to eat a little better now and exercise more often, why is it that I see my doctor more often? Well, aging does that to us. Things start to wear out. But even if we notice we're slowing down a bit, it doesn't mean we need to just give up. I'm so grateful that even though my hubby Ron and I are certainly well past the typical retirement age, we both have careers that we like, and so we're still doing them. As long as the Lord allows, we plan to continue working. Now, regardless of whether you decide to work a formal career job beyond your retirement years, or maybe you direct your gifts elsewhere in your latter years, God still has a work for each of us to do until He calls us home. And what a wonderful encouragement we get from the example of Caleb, Joshua's friend, as found in Joshua chapter 14. We find this starting in verse 6 of Joshua 14. Now the men of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenzanite, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God at Kadesh Barnea, about you and me? I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me to Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my brothers, who went up with me, made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So on that day, Moses swore to me, 'The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly.' Now then, just as the Lord promised, He has kept me alive for 45 years since that time," he said this to Moses, "while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised on that day." Wow. At age 85, Caleb was ready to go into the hill country that was promised to him and to go to war to battle the squatters, the nations who were living there, that it wasn't their land. And then he was ready to build a home for himself and his family. You know, Caleb wasn't ready to just pull up a rocking chair quite yet. He was ready to continue to do the work that God had called him to do, to conquer this final mountain. That is an encouragement to each of us. As Dr. Erwin Lutzer writes in his book, Conquering the Fear of Failure, on page 148, he writes this: "Just as Caleb chose his mountain, so I encourage you to choose a mountain that you would like God to give you. Let that mountain be a spiritual challenge that has biblical support." He goes on to write, "Choose a mountain that is part of your inheritance as a Christian, such as victory over addictions, forgiveness that removes guilt, or the ability to withstand pressures at home or at work. These are the mountains we know God wants to conquer for us." So as with any mountain or goal that we have, there will be obstacles to overcome along the way. Caleb certainly faced them, and as our author noted, there are five different obstacles that Caleb faced as he was doing the work that God called him to do, even in the latter years of his life. The first obstacle that Caleb faced, the first obstacle was his friends. His friends. Remember when Joshua and Caleb went out to spy the promised land along with the 10 others that Moses sent out? Well, when they all came back to give their report, Joshua and Caleb were the only ones to give a positive report that, yes, we can defeat in this land. We can conquer this land. The other 10 said, "No way! No way, we can't defeat those giants. They're too, that's too difficult, too much. No, no, no." Well, not only were those 10 turning against Joshua and Caleb, but all the people turned on Joshua and Caleb. They ridiculed them, and they threatened to stone them. Now, we might not face stoning as an obstacle, but it can happen that when we choose to pursue God wholeheartedly, that our friends may not always support us. Dr. Lutzer writes this, "Surprisingly, friends often stand in the way of our spiritual progress. They give us bad advice. They discourage us by their words, and they encourage us to lead undisciplined lives. Or perhaps they feed our natural propensity to unbelief." Friends aren't always our biggest encouragement when we're trying to pursue God. That was the first obstacle. Second obstacle Caleb faced was time. Oh, we can relate to this. You know, when we feel God leading us, the goal isn't always reached quickly. Don't we know that? And we may get impatient or feel like giving up. I'm sure we've all faced that. Well, Caleb had been waiting more than 40 years to get to his promised land, his goal, but he never gave up. 40 years. He knew. He believed God. Well, Dr. Lutzer writes this, "Time is another barrier that must be overcome if we want to see God conquer that mountain. Patience or perseverance is one of the character traits God wants to develop in us, according to Romans 5, 3 and 4. There's only one way that patience can be nurtured, and that is by forcing us to wait for God's timing. Waiting for God is not a waste of time." 40 years is a long time, and Caleb waited. But he believed God that promise would be his. Well, the third obstacle Caleb faced was unjust judgment from others and flat-out prejudice. You might remember as we read that scripture verse, Caleb was the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite. And the Kenizzites were part of the Amorites. And these were the people God said to drive out of the promised land. So how did Caleb become part of the Jewish nation if his ancestors were Kenizzites? Well, Dr. Lutzer explains this. On page 152, he writes, "You know, Caleb's family was originally outside of the covenant of blessing. Only a generous gift of God's grace kept him from being among the cursed. Evidently, some member of his family had gone down to Egypt with Abraham and therefore became part of the mixed multitude that Moses led out of Egypt with the children of Israel," as Exodus 12:38 explains. So Caleb participated in the blessing of God, though his ancestors were outside of the sphere of God's chosen people. Our author writes also, he says, "I can't prove it from Scripture," he writes, "but Caleb probably was ridiculed because he had Canaanite blood in his veins. The Jews habitually looked down on those who were of a mixed race and begrudged the grace of God to those who were deemed impure. None of this, of course, would deter Caleb from following the Lord fully, for his focus was on God and not on the people who should have been supporting his faith. What a difference his perspective made." Well, you might not have exactly this type of obstacle, but chances are you've had the obstacle of some unfair and unjust judgment, people just looking down on you as you pursued what you felt God calling you to do. Caleb did as well. But God was still there. The fourth obstacle that Caleb faced, we've already mentioned it, it was his age. He was 85 years old as he's about to conquer the land that would be his. And he could have pitched his tent. He could have let his sons do the work of clearing the land and defeating the enemy. But that wasn't for Caleb. He knew God still had more for him to do. Dr. Lutzer writes this, "But But Caleb was not content to relax when there was a promise to be fulfilled. God had told him that he would not only enter the promised land, but also be personally involved in claiming territory for himself and his descendants. In fact, God kept him physically healthy with good eyesight so that he could see God's word fulfilled. We read Joshua 14 where Caleb says, "I am still as strong today as I was in the day Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so my strength is now for war and for going out and coming in. Now then give me this hill country about which the Lord spoke on that day. For you heard on that day that Anakim were there with great fortified cities. Perhaps the Lord will be with me and I shall drive them out as the Lord has spoken." Indeed, he did. Our author finishes, "Age is no barrier in doing the will of God. God keeps his people alive as long as they need to be in order to fulfill all that he has planned for them. Age is no barrier, no matter. God determines that." Well, lastly, the fifth obstacle that Caleb faced, we also face. It's the enemy. It's Satan. Just as Satan threw obstacles at Caleb, he will throw obstacles at us to discourage and deter us from the work God has called us to do. Dr. Lutzer writes, "From where did he, Caleb, get this faith that enabled him to believe God regardless of the discouragement of 40 years of waiting? Obviously, if Caleb had focused on the obstacles, he would never have had the tenacity to capture a mountain for God. He learned the same lesson as Joshua. Only those who gaze at the promises and glance at the problems move ahead against opposition. For we become what we gaze at. We become what we gaze at, what we dwell on. The more we are absorbed by problems, the more formidable they become. The more we look at God's promises, the smaller the problems become. In fact, we can say the size of our obstacles is really dependent on the size of our God. Big obstacles imply a small God. A big God implies that all obstacles are small." Well, no matter our ages, God still has a work for us to do for his kingdom. There will be obstacles. Satan alone will throw plenty of them at us. We can be grateful for the lesson that Caleb teaches us to keep our eyes on God, not on our obstacles. For we become what we gaze at. So let's redouble our gaze to look at our God, who is bigger than any obstacle we might face and who stands with us to conquer our mountain. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth, @spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.